The last of the 48 ways is say something over in the name of the one who said it. That is why in the Talmud it often lists rabbinical statements as Rav X said in the name of Rav Y, who said in the name of Rav Z, often listing three or even four people. Why is that so important? To start, let's ask the question, whose wisdom have you been learning these last 10 weeks in these 48 Ways podcasts? Certainly it's not mine. I've taken Rav Noach Weinberg's wisdom on the 48 Ways, which I heard from him as a yeshiva student 40 years ago, and worked with it. I've condensed it, organized it, added some material from my own later learning and experience to help in understanding Rav Noach. But I didn't invent any of it. It is all from him, not from me. And where did he get it from? He based himself on a statement of the sages that the Torah is acquired by 48 ways. It was his genius that he was able to take this list of 48 short topics and develop them using his Torah knowledge. But what he demonstrated was that the comprehensive view of Judaism that comes from his 48 ways class was really there already in the sages' concise list. So it wasn't from him, it was from them. But where did they get it from? They were the inheritors of a tradition that goes back, as traced by Pirkei Avos, from the sages to the prophets to the elders to Joshua to Moshe. Each generation added some clarifications and understanding to the principles that Moshe gave them, but their wisdom didn't start from them, it came from Moshe. And where did he get it from? From the Almighty on Sinai. We don't own any of our wisdom. It belongs to God, the source of all wisdom. Since we don't own our wisdom, we shouldn't take credit for it. That is part one of this way. It isn't easy not to take credit for the wisdom we have. We all want to feel that we are smart and deep. The same drive for respect from others that leads us to see honor from them for our other virtues leads us to seek honor from them for our wisdom, which is one of the greatest virtues. But when you take credit for wisdom that is not your own, it has two negative results. First, like any seeking of honor from others, it forces you to pretend to be something you are not. Second, it causes you to hold on to your ideas even when they are wrong. If you think you're an atheist because you came to the idea on your own, anyone who attacks that idea is attacking you. If you know you just learned those ideas from Professor X, you're open to hearing someone disagree with Professor X's idea. Instead of taking credit for the wisdom you have received, go out of your way to give credit to the one who taught it to you. That's part two of the way. Whenever you hear some valuable wisdom, say to yourself, I am being taught this. It will help you appreciate that what you are being taught is valuable. Don't say, I knew it all along. A really good teacher will show you that you really did know it all along because the angel taught it to you, but he connected you with it. Say to yourself, now I know that I knew it. When you use these ideas or teach them to others, give credit to the one who taught you. Say, I learned this from so-and-so. The most important reason for doing this is to recognize that the wisdom you received was a gift. To know what happiness is and how to get it, to know what love is and how to love your spouse better, to know that you can take pleasure in doing good, are life lessons that are far more valuable than any gift of money. Part three of the way is to have gratitude for those gifts. We have a mitzvah to be grateful to our parents for giving us life. We need to be grateful to the person who gives us a job or a financial gift. All the more so, we need to be grateful to the person who gives us wisdom. Mentioning his name when you use or speak over his wisdom keeps you aware of the debt of gratitude you have to him. Being grateful to the individual who taught you wisdom teaches you to be grateful to God, who is really the source of all our wisdom. This way is the last of the 48 ways. The sages ended with a statement reflecting the power of this way, or perhaps of all the 48 ways. They said, behold, you have learned, whoever repeats a thing in the name of the one who said it brings redemption to the world, as it is said, and Esther said to the king in the name of Mordechai. In the Megillah, Mordechai overhears two of Achashverosh's servants plotting against the king. He tells Queen Esther, who tells it to the king. The king has the plotters killed, and the events are recorded in the king's chronicles. Esther said that she heard the information from Mordechai, rather than presenting it as her own information, even though that would have gotten her more credit from the king, her husband. Because she said it over in the name of Mordechai, the king would be reminded years later of what Mordechai did for him. It would set in motion the series of events that led to the redemption of the Jewish people from the decree of extermination promulgated against them by Haman. I can think of two possible explanations for what the sages want to teach us. When we are arrogant and take credit, we block God from sending wisdom to us. Esther, by not taking credit for the wisdom she had received, made it possible for God, the source of all wisdom, to operate through her. In the same way, if we don't stand in the way of God by taking personal credit for our wisdom and not recognizing where it comes from, he can send us the wisdom we need to bring the redemption. A second explanation would be, what Esther did was not such a difficult thing. She was a great and spiritual woman. She could not have been looking for credit that would bring her more respect and attention from her husband, the evil King Achashverosh. By giving credit to Mordechai, she fulfilled this 48 way by doing something that was easy to do. Yet it still brought redemption to the world. What if we did something even harder than what she did? Could we bring redemption to the world? The rabbis could be saying, imagine if we fulfilled a 48 way that was even more difficult for us to do. Imagine we did all the 48 ways. Imagine it wasn't just one person, but many of us. May our continuing with the 48 ways and using the great wisdom of Rabbi Noach Weinberg, which is the wisdom of the sages, which is the wisdom of the Almighty, bring us in this generation the redemption that we so badly need and long for.